Samina, kitam Scott now wow, kitwam. Hello again. Welcome back to Coffee and Cree here on the Wind Speaker Radio Network. Bigate wapoyekwa nehe we win with Fawn in Dallas today as my special guest. And we kind of talked last segment about, you know, song and your guys' family and how you guys have so many amazing singers. But even just being in the communities that you're from, like me as an urban native, where you struggle to have fluent speakers around you, right? Like, you guys have that around you. You can go to Eugene's Gas Bar and just, you know, drop some the hey we win in there with your local relatives or wherever, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that that's awesome. You guys have such a strong Nehewewin base, Nehewean base out in those areas. But we're talking about songs today. So let's jump into a song and maybe translate a quick song here. I think it'd be awesome.
I think one of the favorite songs that we always, like, you know, I grew up singing this song. Like we were talking about, we grew up singing certain songs. But when I found out the meaning of this song, and that's the Treaty 6 flag song, it just totally changed. Like it instilled that much more pride. And it's such a cool song because on Dallas, who, you know who, composed this, hey?
Yeah, it was like, well, Edmund Bull, late Art Musiman, and Irvin Waskowitz Sr. had a part in composing this song, the Red Bull Singers.
The cool thing about this in the song, we're talking about the Queen and how she gave to us this flag to fly forever. And they made this song in honor of that Treaty 6 agreement that they have. And now, you know, you hear all our Nehio groups, powwow group, sing this song all over Indian country throughout the U.S. and Canada when we get called upon to sing a flag song or something. And I think it's one of my favorite songs to sing. So I think we'll sing a little bit of
all
it.
All right, let's sing it. Let's sing it. All right. Hey, there you go.
A little bit of that, but to break
that's
down
a little bit of a rattlesnake. There's a little bit of a rattlesnake.
The thing about that though is like to break down the words, you know, you could hear that when you know what you're singing, it makes you sing it like better. It connects with you on the song.
And especially like as you were looking at me as we were singing, because I'm not 100% with my voice, you had quite the look at me when a part came out.
And Walmart eyes.
I couldn't hit that verse. I couldn't hit that note. And she looked
all
at
air.
Me like, excuse me. Slice me, guacho man.
Exactly. He gets that look all the time.
Dance ka atuan, butchering it.
Yeah.
How do we say we're butchering it?
Sliced out.
Man.
But yeah, that's like one of our favorite songs. You know,
let's translate it. Can we just go word for word on that one?
Gecho kema squeo. You're talking about Okemaos is squeo, and that's what we refer to as the queen.
And the chief woman, the boss woman.
And then when she gave to us, is that geki meiko no? Like she gave us this. Giske hewe hun, the flag. Gaki ge, gawe we pa stak. To fly forever. So you're talking about that
Jeez,
flag.
That's beautiful. So the flag, it's flying forever, right? That's the flag.
And it's
she
a
gave,
reminder that she gave us that.
So whatever time they would raise that flag, that song would be sung. So it's just a reminder of the treaty signing that we signed with the queen.
And then you know what? You hear a lot of our Nehiowa groups, Potsamuin groups, sing that song with such pride every time we go anywhere. And it's one of those songs that when they start singing it during Grand Entry, everybody just kind of turns, hey? Like, it's one of those powerful kind of songs.
You know what? We really took that initiative. When we learned the words to this song and the meaning, we felt that Beimatsun, we felt that life, we felt that energy that this song really presented. So we wanted to take that initiative, as I'm talking as a Munyao here. Mm-hmm. We wanted to take that initiative to make sure that that energy...
He has a Munyao voice, this guy.
That the power of that drum and the song is going to be heard. So we sing it with pride, with power...
Sound like a cool running.
Yeah, he's going into chief and council mode.
I'm a bad Nehio man that don't take Mugigway from nobody. But no, we really
that movie Cool Running.
I take pride. I take power. But no, we really sing that song with
conviction.
Conviction for sure. And when people hear it, when we sing that song, we sing the beauty out of it.
Yeah, but it's one of those songs that, like, that's one song that we always make sure we sing it really our best when we're as a group. And it's really cool that song it's such a staple song for Cree country and our area here, but you hear it all over, and that's the beautiful thing
about
that.
It's almost like an honor song, right? It's almost like the honor song where it gets that esteem, right?
Yeah.
And I think some of our Munyao relatives might not know that when you go to some Nehiya houses and Indigenous people's houses, they actually have the Union Jack. I've seen that in houses where they'll have the Union Jack flag in their house because they don't understand that those treaties were signed with the Queen.
Yeah.
And not with the government of Canada.
Well,
take
your flag down in your house tomorrow. Can you take your flag down?
But another really good song. Who made this next song we wanted to share?
Well, late Art Musumin. They used to call him B-Guts.
Yeah.
I wonder why they call him B-Guts.
But this was another, like, when me and Dallas first got together, I didn't know the translation to the song. And then we ended up singing it together, right? And he got the green light for us to sing an English version of this song on our very first album we did together.
I actually spoke to his wife, and she, we have these visions. I mean, we always say we have visions, right? It sounds like such a cliche, but I literally had a vision. I had a dream. I was singing this specific song with that specific individual who composed it. And then, you know, it's something that still, it's such a beautiful thing for me to realize what the song is, though. But how are we doing for time there, Relic? You want to give me a shot? Are you going to go
ahead,
for it, baby?
Actually, we better get singing this on the next segment, okay?
Let's do that.
All right, we'll be right back with more Pigate Wapoy Egwa.
And Nehewewin.
I was like, how do you say cream? I was going to say choo-choo subway.